Yeah, a long time ago, people used to do this. I don't know.
They was cooked on the fireplace.
Was there a special name for it? Ash cake or ash bread or anything like
that? No, wasn't like that as I knew though.
Okay.
Just cooked on the fireplace.
Have you ever seen it cooked like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how did you keep the ashes out of it?
Well, you had it in a big old iron oven. Put a lid on it. Put the coals under you see to get the bottom of it hot, and then put coals on top of it to bake it on top.
Oh, I bet it had a pretty good crust on it, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am. And I mean, it was good too.
Well, what were some other things that you can cook in a fireplace like that?
Well, you can cook chicken, beef, pork.
Just about anything.
Just anything you wanted to cook, you can cook. Potatoes.
Well, did you all ever cook corn just in the shucks in the fireplace? I mean, you know, without taking the shucks off?
No, ma'am, never did.
Somebody told me about doing that, and that really sounded good, too. Makes me hungry, you know. What do you call, now I'm not really sure about this either, but I think what you do is take cornmeal and boil it. You know, put it, either boil it in milk or water, I don't know which. And then you serve it in a bowl with a spoon. You know what I'm talking about? I don't know if people eat it around here, but I've heard people call this mush or kush.
I've always heard it called soup.
Soup?
Yes, that's all I've ever heard it called, soup.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread.
What do you call a sweet thing that's about this big around, it's got a hole in the middle?
Donut.
Okay. Now, would you call it something different if it was made with yeast from what you call it if it was made with baking powder? Or would it make any difference?
Wouldn't make no difference.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a green skillet?
Tea cakes.
Okay. Now, what about the kinds of things that you make on a grease skillet and you stack them up and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Flitters.
Okay. Now, have you heard them called anything besides flitters?
No, ma'am.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Well, call it bacon.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that called middling?
Yes, ma'am. Here they call middling too.
Okay. And that would be from the side?
Yes. Okay. Side.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Sass. South me.
Okay. Now, have you ever heard that called anything else?
No, ma'am. Only press meat and south meat.
Press meat. Okay, that's press what I was interested meat. In finding out. If you
press meat and south meat is okay. What I've always heard it called.
Do you remember what your grandmother called it? Which of those words she used for?
Press meat.
Press meat. So that would be the older word for
yes.
It then. Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry? If you bite into a cherry, the hard
seed.
Thing? And how about the same thing in a peach?
Same thing.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Press.
And what about a peach whose meat separates easily from the
clear seed?
Okay, say it again. Say it again.
Clear seed.
Okay, I think I was talking at the same time. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And how about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that you can cook and eat?
Salad.
Okay. And those are the things you cook the Dodgers with, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you cook Dodgers with anything else?
Yes, ma'am.
What else can you cook them with?
Well, you can cook them with beans.
Uh-huh. So, but do you usually cook them with vegetables?
Yes, sir.
What do you call corn that you shuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Roasting eggs.